Hey, it's Wednesday, July 26th. My name's Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief. Look at performance from major areas yesterday. Not a ton to glean in terms of just headline numbers. Crude oil up over 1%, S&P up about 30 basis points. I think there's more to say in the back half of my discussion today about some charts, beginning with the Dow, 12th consecutive up day in a row. The chart itself doesn't look materially different, still trying to break out of that trading range, but you are beneath your April 2022 highs. If you zoom this out to the 400 point here, we see we're right at those March 2022 highs near the top of the trading band. So while positive on 12 consecutive days, it's not materially maybe overextended as it may sound like. Some stats on that 12-day streak. This is from Charlie Bileo. Sorry if I pronounced that on Twitter, tying its third longest streak ever. The longest was 14 days in 198, excuse me, 1897. Second longest was 1987, and then third longest tied was the 70s, 1970, 2017, and then this year in 2023. Ryan Diederich also had a good chart on this, talking about when the Dow has this many consecutive trading days in a row. When does that typically happen? Is it good for the market? The count is three, so take this with a grain of salt, very small sample size, but more often than not, as he's shown, they come during pretty strong markets, at least for the 6 month period. 12 month, two out of the three forward returns were positive as well for the Dow. There's been a lot of talk about commodities recently breaking out. Some international news, of course, we talked about this yesterday in our feature, specifically around agricultural commodities. Really strong funds score right now, 5.3 buy signal near the top of the trading band, displaying a lot of strength right now. But if you look at something broader like DBC, which is a broader commodity tracking fund, you see this hasn't broken out yet. In fact, it's at material, what I would argue, material resistance at 2450. That was a prior low, and now that was a prior top from 2450. So it looks like this could be extended right here, running into a bit of a wall that's also at the top of the trading band. So, the weight of the evidence would signal that this 25 break could be pretty tough for your broad commodity basket here, underlining the strength in agricultural commodities. Another commodity I wanted to mention, though, has been copper. This reversed up into X's yesterday, challenging that bearish resistance line. I'd like to see this break at 396 and ideally at four. I've talked about this a fair amount before. Copper breaking out is typically a good sign for the economy and a good sign for the stock market. In fact, copper outperforming gold is a more classic measure that you can compare. Base metals outperforming precious metals. Base metals, of course, have a wider application in the economy, so you want to see those performing better, while precious metals are typically your more defensive area. So copper, should you get this breakout, I think would be a good sign for maybe the economy, you could argue, and then the broader market. Some relative strength relationships. If I were to throw a tangent in here, copper and gold, put that in a relative strength chart. You could also do CPER, which is the copper fund, versus something like GLD. Both of those have yielded pretty strong signals in the past. Some earnings that are worth mentioning this morning. One's going to be Microsoft released a report yesterday. Stock's down about 3.5% pre-market. While though it beat expectations, the guidance was not where the street was hoping. Still a five attribute stock, and even pre-market is down around 340, which in all seriousness doesn't change the technical picture of Microsoft whatsoever. If anything, this makes it even a bit more actionable to get into. As long as we stay above 324, I don't see any problems there. Google Alphabet going the other way, up about 6% pre-market, strong beat. That's going to complete a bullish triangle for Google, put it up around the 130, pushing 140 mark. So almost in extended territory, but all things considered, I think that could be a dollar cost average type of approach to get into Google here. Nothing negative to say, apart from you may get into some firm resistance around the 150 mark. That's the all-time highs. Meta is going to be coming into the earnings limelight after market close today. Another five attribute stock already pulled back on its trading band, kind of closer to the middle here. Really nothing negative technically I can bring up here about Meta. So heading into earnings, probably some good expectations, strong expectations. Closest support you have on Meta is 260. If you look for some prior resistance, you could look to the 328 level. That was your February 2022 highs. January 22 highs were up at 336. So anywhere in that range, we could see some resistance at the pre-22 highs. That's all I wanted to highlight really this morning. If you want to follow up with me, happy to speak over phone or email, will.gibson@nasdaq.com. Otherwise, thanks for the time.